It's a rainy day on the Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis campus, so 24 campers and 9 mentors spend part of the day inside bonding and building self-confidence. 18-year-old Jennifer Santana started as a camper here 3 summers ago. This year, she's back as a mentor. Your Life, Your Story is an unusual summer camp. It aims to promote mental health because while its Latino campers may have never shown symptoms of things like depression or anxiety, they're in one of the highest risk groups in the state. Santana says this camp can help them get ahead of that.
In my opinion, Latinos do go through a lot of struggles, maybe more than other kids that were born here. And, sometimes it's language, sometimes it's academic, sometimes it's socially. Kids will let them get to their heads. They'll start thinking, maybe they're right. Maybe I'm not anyone. Maybe I'm not going to go to college.
Santana is planning on going to college and studying to be a pharmacy technician. She remembers a resilience training exercise at the camp as a life changer.
As every day they kept changing the questions, and there came a moment where the questions that they were asking started relating to me, and so I started thinking, well, maybe I do need this.
The research-based program was developed after IUPUI Associate Professor of Social and Behavioral Sciences, Sylvia Bigotti, was struck by numbers from the CDC's Youth Risk Assessment Survey. That survey reported Latino teens in Indiana have a 24% higher rate of depression and are 65% more likely to attempt suicide. She says this trend stems from something called acculturative stress.
In this case, it's Latino teens who may have even been born here or their parents born here, but they have the Latino culture on the one hand at home and with their family, and then they have the American culture, and they need to fit in both. And it's difficult.
When Bigotti started the camp, she says she wanted to address these issues before they became problems.
With teens, and these teens especially, we thought that we could take a preventative approach. Especially issues like mental health is going to affect their academic performance and their hopes for the future, and so this is a critical time period to get them.
Working with community partners, the camp developed activities like art and movement, time with college-age mentor volunteers, and splitting up the boys and girls for sessions. 15-year-old camper Stephanie Juarez-Zubita describes this experience.
What were you guys doing? We were just playing games, and then the girls were like, wow, really? We were talking. We were, like, making posters. We were, watching videos, and we were just, like, take things differently.
There are also daily resilience sessions that are led by mental health providers who help the teens address issues like discrimination and self-confidence and give them tools to deal with adversity. Bigotti says the first year, the immediate results surpassed her expectations and indicated significantly higher measures of resilience and lower levels of depression, but Bigotti was cautious.
And when we saw the immediate improvements, I'm like, well, they just finished this exciting camp where they have a ton of fun. Let's be careful with this. But then at 6 months, we had the same numbers, so it wasn't just a post-camp high. It was really something that was there.
Back at camp, mentor Jennifer Santana says that was her experience, and post-camp, she had stronger self-esteem and expression.
So I started thinking, I am different, and there's purpose in what we're doing here. And anything I do, it affects who I am, and it's not what people think about me or what people think as Latinos in general. It's about who I am, and as long as I know who I am, I think I'm good.
Your Life, Your Story is now seeking additional funding to bring some of the elements of the program to teens and families year-round. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Jill Sheridan in Indianapolis.